Stay.
Welcome back to the Deep Dive. So today we are diving into a topic that, well, it shows up on pretty much everyone's wellness radar at some point. Magnesium. If you've ever felt stressed or struggled to shut your brain off at night, or, you know, just looked into foundational nutrients, you know what we're talking about.
Absolutely. Today we're focusing on one mission: how to navigate the, frankly, overwhelming world of magnesium supplements, specifically for unwinding and for sleep.
Yeah.
And it's such a necessary mission because the need is just, it's huge. You found that staggering statistic.
Yeah, that over 50% of adults in the U.S. don't get enough.
50%. It's wild.
50%. So why are we so deficient? I mean, is it just poor diet?
Well, that's definitely part of it. But the picture is, it's actually much broader. And, yeah. And it links directly to modern life.
Okay.
So first, there's soil depletion. Our food just has less magnesium than it used to. Mm-hmm. Then there's food processing, which strips out a ton of micronutrients. But the third factor, and this is probably the most relevant one for our listeners, is stress. Your body actively burns through magnesium when you're stressed.
It consumes it.
It consumes it.
Yeah.
So when your nervous system is on high alert all the time, you just deplete your reserves, which, well, it creates this vicious cycle of more stress and more depletion.
So the solution seems simple. Just, you know, supplement. But then you go to the store and suddenly you're staring at glycinate, citrate, malate, L-threonate. It's like a chemistry test.
Exactly. And the form you choose really matters because magnesium is involved in over 600 biochemical reactions.
600.
From muscle contraction to making energy. So our goal today is just to cut through all that noise, give you a clear map, and help you pick the right form for a calm nervous system and hopefully better sleep.
Okay, let's unpack this before we even get to the different forms. Why does this one mineral matter so much for our state of mind, for our ability to just settle down?
Think of magnesium as the body's primary braking system.
A braking system, I like that.
Yeah. When you're stressed, your body releases things that speed everything up. Now, magnesium acts as what's called a natural calcium channel blocker.
Okay, and calcium is excitatory.
Exactly. Calcium tells your muscles to contract, your brain cells to fire. Magnesium steps in and, you know, modulates that excitement. It helps regulate cortisol, the stress hormone, and crucially, it helps out the calming neurotransmitter GABA. So it helps you shift from fight or flight into
rest and digest.
Rest and digest.
That is the aha connection right there. It's not just generally good for you. It's a specific counter to that modern feeling of being wired but tired.
It restores that balance.
Yeah.
And if you connect the dots, it makes perfect sense why low magnesium is linked to things like muscle tension, trouble unwinding, that feeling where you just can't turn your brain off at night.
It's like the volume is turned up on everything.
It is. The whole nervous system feels amplified when it's missing.
And that brings us right to the form, because if the goal is relaxation, we need to pick one that actually gets absorbed properly and doesn't accidentally rev us up instead.
Correct. The challenge is elemental magnesium, that's the part your body actually uses, is pretty poorly absorbed on its own. It needs a ride.
A ride.
Yeah. And that leads us to this really critical concept called chelation.
Chelation. Okay. What's that?
So chelation is just a process where the magnesium mineral is bonded to, say, an amino acid. It's like wrapping the mineral in a protective delivery system.
Got it.
And that delivery system is what determines how well it's absorbed, where it goes in the body, and any, you know, side effects or even secondary benefits you might get. That's why we have this huge magnesium menu.
That makes so much sense. Okay, so let's go through the menu. Let's figure out which forms we definitely want to avoid if we're trying to get to sleep.
Absolutely. You have to know what not to take so you don't make a late night mistake.
All right, let's start with one I've seen a lot, magnesium malate. My sources suggest this one is actually energizing.
It is. And the reason is the malate part. That's malic acid. Malic acid is a key player in the Krebs cycle, which is basically how your cells create ATP, or pure cellular energy. So taking magnesium malate often helps with muscle energy and stamina.
So great for the morning or before a workout.
But definitely not what you want 30 minutes before bed.
Good to know. So malate is for vitality, not tranquility. What about the specialty forms like magnesium L-threonate? That one gets a lot of hype.
L-threonate is really unique. The L-threonic acid molecule it's attached to is really good at crossing the blood-brain barrier.
Which is hard to do.
Very hard to do. Most forms of magnesium struggle with that. So L-threonate is primarily for cognitive support, memory, focus. And while that's great, the research doesn't really position it as the best choice for, say, muscle relaxation or general calming.
Okay, and then we have the ones that just aren't absorbed well, like
intended.
Oxide.
Magnesium oxide is it's very common, it's cheap, but it's notorious for extremely low bioavailability. We're talking maybe 4% absorption.
Only 4%.
Yeah. Its main effect is osmotic, meaning it draws water into your bowels. That's why it's mostly used as a laxative. So if you're looking for nervous system benefits, oxide is a poor choice. So if we take out the energizing ones like Malate, the cognitive ones like L-threnate, and the poorly absorbed ones like oxide, that brings us to the two heavy hitters for relaxation, citrate and glycinate. Precisely. Now we're talking about highly absorbable systemic forms. Both are excellent, but they serve slightly different roles because of that molecule they're attached to.
Let's pause here because I think a lot of people might just grab the citrate. It's everywhere. It's usually cheaper. If it's highly absorbable, why not just pick that one?
That's a critical question, and it really comes down to the side effects from the citric acid.
Okay.
So yes, citrate has high absorption, which is great, but like oxide, it can still have a mild osmotic effect, that laxative pull. For some people, even in small doses, that can cause digestive upset.
Which is not what you want when you're trying to relax for sleep.
Exactly. For anyone with a sensitive stomach or who wants to use it consistently every night, that can be a deal breaker. So if we're aiming for maximum gentleness and calming support, that brings us to the reigning champion for nighttime use, magnesium glycinate. Magnesium glycinate, or sometimes you'll see it as bisglycinate, is really the gold standard for relaxation. It's gentle on the stomach, highly absorbable, and crucially, it uses the benefits of the molecule it's bonded with. Glycine.
Okay, this is where it gets really interesting. Tell us about the glycine connection.
So glycine is an inhibitory amino acid. When your body absorbs the magnesium, the glycine gets released too.
And glycine itself is calming.
Yes, glycine itself has known calming properties. It helps lower your core body temperature, which is a key trigger for falling asleep. And just like magnesium, it has a gentle inhibitory effect on the nervous system.
So you're getting a two-for-one effect.
You're getting a synergistic effect. The magnesium relaxes the muscles, and the glycine actively promotes tranquility. It's a perfect combination specifically for unwinding.
That synergistic mechanism, that is the deep dive nugget right there.
Yeah.
It's not just replacing a mineral, it's an active calming agent.
Mm-hmm.
So now that we know which form to look for a glycinate, we have to talk about quality control. The supplement market can be a bit of Wild West. How do we know we're buying something good?
This is where you have to learn to read the label like a detective. Our sources point to four key things to look for. Okay, let's list them out. Let's start with the trickiest one. Dosage. Because a label can say 1,000 milligrams of magnesium glycinate. But that doesn't mean you're getting 1,000 milligrams of magnesium, right? Absolutely right. This is a common way companies can be misleading, that 1,000 milligram is the weight of the entire compound, the magnesium plus the bulky glycine molecules attached.
So what should we be looking for?
You need to look for the elemental magnesium. That's the actual usable amount of magnesium, and it will always be much lower. A good brand will clearly state the elemental amount per serving. If they don't, that's a red flag.
That is a vital tip. Okay, what's the next non-negotiable?
Second, look for a clean formulation. You want to avoid unnecessary additives, things like titanium dioxide, artificial colors, talc. You don't want to be introducing irritants when the whole point is to calm your system down.
Makes sense. Number three.
Third, ensure it's a well-absorbed form. We've already established that glycinate is the top choice for sleep. But whatever you're buying, make sure it's chelated.
And finally, the trust factor.
Fourth, transparent sourcing and third-party testing.
Mm-hmm.
You want to see things like non-GMO certifications and, ideally, proof that an independent lab has tested it for purity and potency. People need consistency to see results.
Speaking of routine, let's talk practical application. We found our high-quality magnesium glycinate. How do we actually use it?
The typical sweet spot is taking it about 30 to 60 minutes before bed.
Okay.
That gives it time to be absorbed, the magnesium to reach systemic levels and start that gentle, you know, dampening effect on the nervous system.
And this has to be combined with other calming habits, right? You can't just pop a pill and expect magic.
Exactly. Magnesium supports your body's natural relaxation pathways. It doesn't create them from scratch. It works best when you pair it with other signals of safety. For your body, low lights, putting away screens, reading a book, a warm bath, it enhances your readiness for sleep.
Which brings up a huge point about setting realistic expectations. A lot of people try it, they don't feel an immediate sedative effect, and they think it's not working.
Right, we have to be really clear about what magnesium is not. It is not going to knock you out.
It's not a sleeping pill.
It's not a hammer, it's a modulator. If you're expecting to be forced into unconsciousness, you're going to be disappointed.
So what is the realistic benefit then for someone who's stressed and has a hard time falling asleep?
The benefit is, it's a systemic settling. For people who feel that constant physical tension or whose minds just race the second their head hits the pillow, that wired but tired feeling magnesium just helps to subtly lower the volume on all that hyperactivity.
It creates the right conditions for sleep to happen naturally.
Exactly. It creates the conditions for quality, natural sleep.
And that's where consistency comes in. It's not a one-night fix. The sources suggest that using it regularly helps maintain better sleep patterns and a more stable mood over the long term. It's like an investment in your baseline calmness. So if you're building that nightly wellness routine, the takeaway is clear. Magnesium glycinate is the most reliable, gentle, and effective choice for relaxation and sleep, all because of that amazing synergistic benefit from the glycine. So what does this all mean for you, the listener? We've given you the knowledge to navigate that intimidating supplement aisle. You now know not just which form to pick magnesium glycinate, but why? Why it offers a superior, gentler path to nighttime calm.
It's about making a deliberate choice based on, well, functional chemistry. So we encourage you to take this knowledge and really integrate it. Since we know magnesium supports natural relaxation, here's something to think about. How might consistent use of a high-quality magnesium paired with a deliberate 30-minute calming routine truly transform your overall sense of composure? Not just helping you fall asleep, but helping you feel more settled throughout your entire day. Sustainable wellness really does start with informed selection.
Thanks for tuning into this deep dive. We'll see you next time.